Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
We're coming in hot.
Ooh, coming in real hot.
I'm sweating here.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
It's hot. Very hot.
It's hotter than a ghost pepper.
It's hotter than the sun.
Ah, it's so hot. Why is it so hot?
What a hot show.
This is not hot.
It's hot.
Hotter than Georgia asshole.
It's showtime.
I'm feeling so cool. Top to the bottom, just cool. Every little thing that I do. Damn it, I'm feeling so cool. Yeah. Woke up feeling like a new James Dean. I comb my hair like an old school scene. Feeling high like a late night summer in last year. Yeah.
Standing. Well, if you're a fan of the Jonas Brothers, the wait is over. Tonight at midnight, you get a new album from the Joe Bros. Greetings from your hometown. Switchfoot's going to be on the album. Dean Lewis, Marshmello.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yep. It is Thursday, August 7th, 2025. Good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
It is good to be seen.
Producer Dan is off on vacation this week. I am team no sleep.
Oh, why?
That is a great question, Kennedy. I have a story to tell you, and maybe you can do a little digging on your internet's thing over there.
All right. Did you have a dream?
I did not have a dream.
Oh, all right. Give it to me then.
So we're watching The Bear right now in the fourth season. Mm-hmm. It's hard to remember the show because it went on break for like 17 years. But
It really didn't. Game of Thrones went on break for 17 years.
What's the other one that's on break for a long time? That's getting
Stranger Things was 800 years.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, we're watching The Bear, and it's half-hour episodes, so you can rip through a couple of pretty quickly. And at about 8:30 last night, I'm like, all right, I got to go to bed.
Right.
So go to bed. And then at about 9:30, I get woken up to the shaking. And I'm like, it sounded like to me Barrett's cleats in the washing machine.
Okay.
Got to wash them every once in a while because they're disgusting.
Okay.
You know, that when
I feel
the spin
like that's
cycle.
Not good for your washing machine, but go on.
Probably not. Probably why we had to replace it recently.
You know, use a hose in the backyard. Anyway, go on.
We'll have backyard or hose. So.
Okay.
So.
Get.
Okay, focus. So I hear the. And I'm like, well, it's going to stop in a second. And it continues. And it continues. And it continues. I'm like, maybe it's the neighbor's washer or dryer going. So now I sit up. And it's shaking the whole house. I'm like, so I sit there for about 10 minutes and I'm trying to, is there a pattern to it? You know, we live in the city on a busy street. Is there, you know, every once in a while they come through and they redo all the concrete or they repaint everything. You know, something happens. And I can't, it just keeps going and keeps going. And finally, I put some shorts on and I go downstairs. Lana's on the phone on the first floor with her girlfriend that lives out of state. I'm like, what is going on? She's like, I have no idea.
Huh. Did you go outside to investigate?
I did. So now I'm standing out half naked on the street. There are other people standing out. I'm like, do you know what that is? No, it's crazy.
Did you go to the Charlestown Facebook page? That's where all of the answers can be found.
I did not because I was tired. And so it just kept going and going and going. And so I got on X real quick. And other people were hearing it all across the city, from the seaport, Charlestown, Boston, people out in the suburb. Everybody was hearing this, whatever the hell was happening last night, from 9:30 until about almost 10.
Did you figure it out?
I did not.
No one knows?
I don't know. I didn't even, to be honest with you, I kind of forgot about it. I didn't look it up. Somebody has to know.
But it kept you up all night?
It went for a solid 20, 25 minutes is what it felt like. And then it finally stopped, and it took me like another 10 or 15 minutes to finally fall asleep.
Right, because once you get knocked out of that schedule, that is tough.
Right. And then just the rest of the night was a wash. I just kept waking up.
Yes, the worst. The worst.
Off. Like, what the hell is going on in Boston on a Wednesday night at 9:30 that was causing our homes to shake all across the city?
I'm going to find out.
If anybody knows,
the neighborhood app will know. Or the next door app. They know everything.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, is there a celebration? Is there fireworks or something?
You know what? I was looking at Courtney, who works downstairs at WEI.
Yeah.
Her, when I came in this morning and looking at my Instagram, she's always one of my top stories that comes up.
Okay.
And she asked if something went off in South Boston last night.
That's what I'm telling you.
She said it was fireworks.
It was insane.
Yeah. So it might have been that. You could ask her.
What kind of fireworks were those?
I don't know. I'm looking it up. I'm trying to use every kind of a search I can.
I mean, there would have been a reason for, you know.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Hearing fireworks over the harbor. It's been long enough. What's going on?
Text from the 857. I heard it in Dorchester, too. I'm telling you.
The National Conference of State Legislature celebrated its 50th anniversary, and that was the fireworks display.
What?
They had an event on Monday that shut down Causeway Street. Didn't realize they had that kind of budget. Of course they'd be setting fireworks on a Wednesday night at 9:30.
Where are you reading this?
Reddit, where all of the truth comes out. Politicians keeping small kids awake on the taxpayer dime. It's summer, Karen. Let's see.
I mean, it was a random Wednesday night. And to not, if that's what happened, to not tell people it was going to happen.
Well, they very well might have, but that doesn't mean that they're going to send you a personal email.
No, but it
there are plenty
been
of things that happen in this city that we don't know about.
That is untrue. I get every time the mayor holds a coffee event.
This wasn't the mayor. This wasn't the mayor.
It was the city, though, right?
No, it was the national.
So you can just put up fireworks and not
the National Conference of State Legislatures. It was their 50th anniversary. They had a summit here from the 4th to the 6th. And they were planning it.
From the 617, we heard them in Saugus.
Wow, dude.
Also from the 617, Revere Beach, we heard them.
Could you see them?
I didn't know they were fireworks. I'm just finding this out right now.
Well, so am I. We're all there together.
So, no, I didn't see them.
Okay, here it is. There's a closing concert at Leader Bank Pavilion. Wrap up the summit at Leader Bank Pavilion on Boston Harbor with a performance by the Pops. Is that right? Yeah, Boys to Men was there. An evening under a tent. Unforgettable view of the harbor. And then there were fireworks.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a whole big deal.
I wonder what their budget was.
It sounds quite large.
From the 617, my whole neighborhood was commenting because they didn't sound like regular fireworks. They were much louder and had more vibrations. Thank you. That's what I was saying.
So there we are.
It was vibrating. It was. You remember that sound? Was it in Lost? They'd hear that noise? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That. You remember that from Lost? That's what it was like last night.
What is the need to figure out who they are.
Wow, they must have deep pockets.
I don't know how anyone has big pockets in this day and age.
So
everything's being taken away from us.
Thank you. I knew you would get to the end of it. So that's why.
What is the National Conference of State Legislatures? Yeah, that sounds real.
That's why.
That sounds real politicky.
Team no sleep today. So if I'm a little grumpy.
Well, to hell with those legislators trying.
Why didn't we get an invite? Those could have been the greatest. Like. It was good fireworks, if that's what it was.
That's what it was.
That's wild.
All right.
All right, we're going to get into the Good Vibe Tribe coming up next on Mix 104.1. You're going to meet an adorable
guys
young lady who is doing something for her community. And as Kennedy would say, she's neurospicy.
She is neurospicy, and we are here for it.
All right, we'll do that in the Good Vibe Tribe next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome Reagan into the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Reagan, how old are you?
10.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is pretty amazing what you're doing. For an adult, it would be amazing. And being that you're 10 years old, so you've been going all around New England and you're helping spread joy and talking about autism acceptance. Is that correct?
Yep.
And why are you doing that?
I don't know.
That's a 10-year-old answer for you, Kennedy.
All right.
Mom, are you there too?
Yes. So Reagan has autism and she loves to perform, and she just loves answering questions, being with people. Sometimes they're very short answers, but she does love it.
Mom, what is your name?
Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Good to have you on as well.
So I know you have an event coming up, a talent showcase. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it's going to be September 28th, and we're raising money for the Flutie Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Can people try out? How do they get to be in the talent showcase?
They have to have an act.
And so they can register on the Reagan and Friends event page on Facebook with their act. It's for kids. So this event was created by Reagan. And it's for kids to make a difference in the world.
Oh my gosh, we love a talent show.
Yeah.
What kind of things do kids do in your talent show, Reagan?
They actually sing or probably dance.
Did you say you're going to dance?
I'm going to sing.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing Popular from 2024's Wicked.
You're talking Kennedy's language.
Did you want to sing a little bit right now?
Yeah, I'm singing a long song.
So do you want to sing a few bars of it for us?
I'll sing a few bars.
Go ahead. Popular, honey.
No.
The floor is yours. Whatever you want.
No, you sing whatever song you want to sing, Reagan.
No, thank you. I can't sing anything.
All right, good enough.
we're having a little radio nerves here.
That's okay. We're all good vibes here.
So, Reagan, if kids want to get involved with this talent show, where should they go?
I don't know. The Reagan and Friends Facebook event. Reagan, if you look up Reagan Jane Adventure on Facebook or Instagram, the event is tagged in there.
And we've got it here, so we can, if you guys text it in, we can send it to you, no problem.
Yeah, you can text us in to the studio here at 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. It's all about kids making a difference. So the Reagan and Friends raising funds for the Flutie Foundation, which we know and love, obviously.
100%.
Reagan, are we going to get a song now?
You going to sing now?
No.
All right, good enough.
Well, Reagan, you are officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Woo!
Well, we wish you the best of luck with your showcase, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you call us back anytime.
Have a great week. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Adios.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. What is your Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, I got an email from Reagan's mom yesterday after we recorded this interview. And she said that her daughter had said, well, Kennedy likes Wicked like me, so can we send her some audio of me singing?
Oh, okay.
I'll be more prepared next time. So here is a little bit of Reagan singing Popular.
You've got a grin and bear for me, popularity.
Yeah!
La, 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 la.
That was glorious.
Throwing flowers.
That was great. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Let's get to Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. I am sure by now you might have seen the stories. Former WBZ TV news anchor Kate Merrill asserted in a federal lawsuit that she was forced out of her job over unfounded allegations of racial bias, while her own complaint accusing a colleague of inappropriate behavior was ignored by the network, moved to advance a DEI agenda. The defendant's actions ended up harming Ms. Merrill in the eyes of her professional community and significantly damaging her personal and professional reputation, according to the 57-page civil complaint filed Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Boston. Her suit names WBZ TV, Paramount Global, and a few of the other people who work there. In her $4 million suit, Kate said one of the other employees who joined the station in the fall of 2023 made an inappropriate sexual innuendo about her on the air. She went to her news director about the incident, but the person was not disciplined. And then she texted the same person during a commercial break about his on-air pronunciation of Concord because he was newer here.
Said, hey, you know what? It's
funny. We've had people do it to us.
Kate did it to me probably 6-7 years ago. Because
she's done it quite a few times.
Yeah, my sister-in-law lives in Concord, North Carolina, so I always say
Concord.
Dude,
we came here thinking it was Peabody, so right. I get it. You know what I mean? But you need people to help you. But anyway.
Right.
He had apparently previously asked her to help him with pronouncing these unfamiliar names because they are weird here.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that, he immediately confronted her, yelling loudly at her on the studio floor and asserting she was being critical of him. His tone was aggressive and unprofessional. So needless to say, she was demoted from her weekday morning anchor slot to working weekends. This was all announced in a meeting with everybody there. And so I guess next steps are next steps. We'll see who speaks out and what happens next.
Yeah.
The whole thing sucks. I feel really badly.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Kate Merrill was a part of this show for a very long time. And I think everybody knows how we feel about her and about this. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Kelly Clarkson has postponed her Las Vegas residency again, but now she's giving us a few answers. She revealed that her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, is suffering a private health battle and that being a parent is her priority. Unfortunately, I need to postpone the remainder of the August studio session dates in Las Vegas. While I normally keep my personal life private, this past year my children's father has been ill, and at this moment I need to be fully present for them. I'm sincerely sorry to anyone who bought tickets to the shows. I appreciate your grace, kindness, and understanding. So this maybe answers why she was out of her show for a little while she had to cancel the beginning of the residency. So I guess I hope he's okay. I don't think he's a good person, but I hope he's okay.
That's a good way to put it. Well said.
He moved back to a ranch to get more money out of
it. Yeah, I know. He's
but he is the parent of
the things we've learned about him.
It
doesn't seem like a good dude, but
in no way, shape, or fashion do you want to see someone's parents sick. So.
Right.
And so let me leave you with a nice little palate cleanser, shall I?
I got yelled at while you were gone because I was doing the dirty, and all three stories that day were just... They were just not fun.
You can't do that. You have to find one stupid
there
one.
There wasn't one.
Yeah, you can find it. You didn't look hard enough.
Well, I found one. Dan yelled at me. He's like, where's your palate cleanser?
It is important, Carson. It is
all
important.
Right. Palate cleanser, Kennedy.
So Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez are adorable.
Yes.
They are relationship
love
girls.
Them.
They just seem so in love, and you just love to see it. So when Lana is away, do you ever do something to help you remind you of her? Okay. So... Benny admits he douses himself in Selena's Rare Beauty perfume that she wears when he's away because it reminds him of her.
Oh, young love.
It all started when Selena asked where the smell of the scent transported him, and his answer had her blushing. I don't have the answer. I think that was secret between
right.
the two of them.
Sure.
I used to have boyfriends send me shirts that smelled like them.
Yeah, I mean, Lana and I have been together now for... 17, 21
years. Yeah, you really
year,
don't spend a whole lot
years.
Of time apart either.
We've been together 21 years. We know what each other smells
yeah,
like.
Yeah. When you're in a long-distance relationship.
Oh, you going out of town for the weekend? Have a great time. Bye. See ya.
There it is.
The door
and there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what I got, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Streaming on the Odyssey app. You can also catch us on the iHeartRadio app. We will announce the grand prize winner for the Mix Beach House tomorrow on the show.
That's crazy.
Tomorrow, I love you.
We start today tomorrow.
Tomorrow, you're only a day. That'd be a different vibe if I was in that lead role, right, Kennedy?
If you were Annie?
Yeah.
It would certainly be a different take.
So today at 9:20, 12:20, 2:20, 4:20, and 6:20, you can become a finalist for the Mix Beach House, win tickets to see Nelly at the Xfinity Center. And then tomorrow we make the announcement. You could be there for Billy Idol and Kane Brown. Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nina from Revere.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Kennedy.
Nina played last week against me.
Oh, how'd you do?
3 out of 5.
How'd you
not
do?
Not well.
I think I may have stumbled into 5 out of 5. I think I got all 5 right that time.
Yep. You did.
It happens like once in, you know, a blue moon. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So I'm just saying, don't lose to Nina, Kennedy, because then that means I would have beat you. That's the transitive property. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Howard Stern's time at Sirius Satellite Radio may be coming to an end. They're saying they're not going to renew his contract. He did his first radio work at college here in Boston. Which college did he attend?
I have no idea.
All right. You want to pick a local college?
I don't know.
Okay. Question number two. Jack White has completed his mission of visiting every Major League Baseball stadium. Can you name the famous stadium where the Chicago Cubs play baseball?
Wrigley.
Question number three. A Russian influencer broke her spine trying Nicki Minaj's virtual stiletto challenge. Nicki Minaj's first single was released in 2010. It was a global sensation, and we just played it a few minutes ago. Name the song.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, that's all right.
I can't think of the name of it. Oh, no.
Question number four. Do you remember Bethany Hamilton? This was the surfer whose arm was bitten off by a shark. Well, her son was just bitten by a dog. Fortunately, he doesn't lose any limbs. Which is statistically more likely to happen? Getting bitten by a shark or getting crushed by a vending machine?
They both sound not often. So I'll say vending machine just because that sounds a little.
And question number five. Jack and Hailey Bieber are in Justin's new video, Yukon. Where is Yukon located?
Arizona.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Listen, these are tough questions. Intern Mac did these questions
these
this morning.
Tough.
I know.
Yeah.
They were hard. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Nina from Revere getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Yeah, these were really hard. You ready, Kennedy?
Yep.
All right, question number one. Howard Stern's time at Sirius Satellite Radio may be coming to an end as his contract isn't going to be renewed. He did his first radio work at a college here in Boston. Which college did he attend?
BC.
Incorrect.
Oh, was he at BU?
He was at BU.
Mm.
I actually had a chance to go over there and speak to them years ago. It's a very cool facility.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. And apparently he donated some money to them. 0-0, question number two. Jack White has completed his mission of visiting every Major League Baseball stadium. Can you name the famous stadium where the Chicago Cubs play baseball?
Wrigley Field.
1-1. A Russian influencer broke her spine trying Nicki Minaj's viral stiletto challenge. Nicki's first single was released in 2010. It was a global sensation. And we actually played the song just a few minutes ago. Can you name the song?
Super Bass?
2-1. Question number four. Kennedy, do you remember Bethany Hamilton? This was the surfer whose arm mm-hmm. was bitten off by a shark. Well, her son was just bitten by a dog, but thankfully he's okay. Kennedy, which is statistically more likely to happen? Being bitten by a shark or being crushed by a vending machine?
Vending machine. People are stupid.
It's true. 3-2. Question number five. Jack and Hailey Bieber are in Justin's new video, Yukon. Where is Yukon located?
Wyoming? Canada?
Canada is the correct answer. 3-2 is the final score. Those are tough, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, geography questions, not really, but fine.
I'm just saying, when I played Nina, I got 5, though. Just throwing that out there.
You ain't answered no math questions, son.
Well, Nina, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Wiz, playing from August 12th to the 24th. Awesome. At Citizens Opera House. For tickets, visit Boston BroadwayInBoston.com. It is awesome. You're awesome. Thanks for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Nina from Regina, and I can't see Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. We were going to have our nickname detective segment, but when you can get the rat czar of Charlestown on the phone
you
in the middle of a breaking
all
news story,
yes.
Right, you switch up what you had planned for the show. Now joining us on the hotline is the Rat Czar of Charlestown. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
A.K.A. my wife, Lana.
She's hardcore.
So we just heard a story in the news where the city council is now very concerned about all of the rats in Boston.
As they should be.
And this came up last year, and it seemed like nobody on the city council thought it was a big deal, so it just got kind of swept under the rug. And now this year, it's back in front of everybody, and it seems now everybody's in. And Lana has been leading this mission for a while now, and she has literally been named a rat czar for Charlestown.
Okay, when you say literally been named, by whom? You?
No.
Me.
Okay.
And I will say, I think I am going to get that official appointment because I'm going to be leading a workshop on August the 25th at the Sprouts Garden in Charlestown. So I think that I'm going to get my official name then. So, yeah.
Maybe something embroidered on a hat by Boston Bell.
So what is your plan to stop the scourge of rats?
Well, I have to work with my board members. I'm not on the board, but I'm being asked to help do this. I've started to put together a little bit of a presentation, and I've been doing a little bit of research because one of the concerns is that it's you don't want to get, for me, like I have an animal and other animals, so poison is typically like I want to steer away from that.
100%.
And where I'm at in a garden. So I'm still doing, actually, I'm still doing research, and I've been putting some things together, and it wasn't really I don't think that it was as much of a concern last year, but I pulled like a guerrilla gardener move, and I put in a critter cam, and it was
very
disturbing.
Lana has a garden plot in this public garden space. You know, in this, like, we don't have a backyard or anything.
Yeah, so I get it.
So they have plots of land that they use for gardening, and Lana was concerned about what was going on there, so she had me buy her a critter cam, and we set it up in our public garden.
Well, I told you all guys should have gotten one of those when people are stealing your stuff.
But. Yeah.
Yes, you did, and that's when I got it, and I never put it in. But I put it in when I saw a rat, so... turns out the rats are thieving more than people, I think. So it's not, it just was really alarming and actually kind of disgusting. But we live in the city and I don't want to say there's not much you can do about it, but there is stuff you can do about it. But you just have to be like aware that it is a problem and that it's a health concern, not just for people, but also like your animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so,
Cisco is vaccinated. I'm not sure what the vaccination is called. I'm really not. Maybe you should have had a real rat czar on the show, but Cisco is vaccinated for that. You know,
of course.
A few weeks ago, disgusting as it may be, I think you guys had me on the show when Cisco ate roadkill, and it was a concern even after that, like. What if your animal eats a rat that has eaten poison? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
totally.
All of these things. And so like for me, for the garden, it's just about being aware of cleaning out your like old vegetables or your rotting vegetables, where you're disposing of them and how we're going to get the rat situation under control. I mean, I don't want to do the poison route, but I mean, I do want to get rid of these jokers.
Well, they have lots of traps that you can use, and some are sort of ethical that they can get in there and then you can take the trap somewhere else and let them free, and some are not. And as the person who's killed more mice than anyone of the three of us at my own home, I would highly recommend 10 out of 10 the tomcat traps. They make rat traps too. They're very quick, as humane as you could possibly be. And the only thing you have to do is pick it up and throw it away. I know, but honestly, after a while, Lana, and I hate to say this, you get a little numb to it.
Because yeah,
they're not helping. Because I'd rather,
I'd rather be rid of them than having them.
Sorry. I had a spatula down in the basement that I would use for that. So I could pick it up and then take it out to the garbage can because they were always in the basement.
No, listen, I levitated off the ground in the garden last year when I saw the first one. I'm not trying to say I'm like, woo, rat bar, but I literally levitated. But it's just gross. I can't.
It sounds like we have found the assistant to the rat czar for Charlestown, Kennedy. If you want to be the assistant to the assistant,
I'm happy to be helpful.
Sounds like you have a lot of experience.
I was very much an expert when it comes to it.
All right. Well,
I will be giving a presentation on August the 25th, probably starting at 6 p.m. in the Charlestown Sprouts Garden.
All right, there she is.
And I will promise to have my stuff together by then.
The Rat Czar of Charlestown. Thank
you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Is it okay that I say I love you to the Rat Czar of Charlestown?
Only if you want eye rolls.
Yes. My wife planted there. All right. Now people are starting to call and text, apparently, with thoughts on how Lana can handle this issue.
Yes, Steve the Scientist, you text in. Will you call in? Because I'm not going to try and pretend like I know what you're talking about.
617-655-1234 if you want to help out the Rat Czar there. 617-655-1234.
Big Tony, talking to you.
Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. One of the things that has really been important to our show is talking to the newsmakers of the day in our community. And focusing on, you know, what affects our lives day to day. And it would appear that rats are a big discussion today. City Council is trying to do something about it. And if you missed it about 10 minutes ago, we actually had on the Rat Czar for Charlestown, who just happens to be my wife, Lana, because she put a critter cam in our public art. If you don't know what a critter cam is, what it does is it's activated by motion.
It's a ring cam.
It's like a ring cam, but it's battery operated, and you can put it anywhere, and it can catch it.
I can put my ring cam anywhere.
Yeah, but it gets it at night, and, you know, the whole thing. And then you just go and you pull the little memory stick out of it, and there were so many rats in our garden.
Yeah.
So many, and rats the size of footballs.
Yeah.
And so she brought it to the attention of the board of her garden and said, you know, we need to address this. And at first it's like, well, are rats really something to worry about in gardens? But yeah, they carry disease. It can make your animals sick. It can make us sick.
They'll eat your food.
And we have a lot of...
that you've been working so hard for.
Yeah, that too. And we have a lot of construction. They're redoing this whole big project in Charlestown. And, you know, 25 acres being redone. So there's rats everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Paige has an idea. Good morning, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your idea for the Rat Czar of Charlestown there, Atlanta?
So I run a few restaurants.
Say that again. You broke up.
And where it has been a nationwide strike for the past month plus.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And they are picking and choosing who they pick up their trash from.
Oh,
just
right.
At random. There's no, you get your trash versus someone else. And one of our restaurants has not been picked up since the very start of the strike. So by default, I had to switch companies. So it's caused a huge uptick in rats in the area.
Oh, honey.
And talking to other local businesses, especially like heavily populated areas in Somerville with all the restaurants they have, you just have trash piled up on street corners and causing a lot of rats.
Completely forgot about that. Completely forgot about the strike that is happening.
It makes us feel very,
with the sanitation workers.
Makes me feel very, very, very bad. Have you guys been able to do anything about the rats, or you're just trying to survive every day?
So switching, surviving for sure. The switching of the companies was a huge help to start, and then, you know, going from there. But working with, like, the buildings that are surrounding our locations and trying to do the best we can. Because, like Lana mentioned, too, all the animals, you don't want to harm them.
Yeah. Thinking of you.
Yeah, completely forgot about that. Completely forgot about that. That's probably adding to the issue right now.
Yeah.
All right. Mix 104.1. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Grace. I'm calling about the rat czar concern.
Grace calling about the rats are concerned, Kennedy. Yes, Grace.
Do you have advice for Rats Atlanta?
Yeah, so I live in East Somerville, and we're having the same issue. I'm not sure if Charleston does the same thing, but I know the city can come and do an inspection around your area, and they can come put traps where they see that they should put them the best.
Ooh.
See, I really think the cities have programs for this. You know, we have people who work for the city who come pick up roadkill, who come pick up animals. Like, that's something that's done here. So one wonders if there is... You know, like you could go somewhere and pick up some rat things and that they'll come pick them up or something. Maybe.
I don't know. It sounds
like... If you go to mass.gov on the website online, you can fill out a form and you just have to have everybody in the house sign the form to make sure that they're aware that they're going to come and inspect. And then once they come and inspect, they'll be able to take any rats that they see or any dead ones.
It's a public area, though.
Yeah, this is
not
a public garden.
It's a public area.
It's not at
our
house. It's like...
They'd still be able to do that as well in a garden.
Perfect.
All right, you might need
Thank you, friend.
Yeah, you might need to be a rat czar as well. That's great. Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, they're the worst.
All right, bye.
Have a good day.
We got a text from Steve the Scientist, and he says, have Lana check out the Esvelt Lab at MIT.
That's why I wanted him to call.
Yes, this is next level stuff for Lana the Rat Czar. He says when he was there, they were working on a genetic technique to reduce rat populations, and they were focused on helping New Zealand, which also didn't want to use poison. Steve the Scientist coming in.
Always coming in with the good advice for us.
Yes. Lana the Rat Czar at MIT trying to figure out this issue for the city.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love this so much.
No, really, don't hold back. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, it is Carson and Kennedy. Producer Dan is out. Let's get to Can't Be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Michelle from Mendon.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Michelle, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Michelle, are you ready?
I am. Go for it.
People are talking about shows that started out as a 10 of 10, but ended as a 1 of 10. And they include the show Once Upon a Time, House of Cards, The Walking Dead, and this show that featured some amazing dragons. Name the show.
Game of Thrones.
Benny Blanco admits that when his girlfriend is away, he likes to spray her perfume all over to remind himself of her. She says he's cheesy, but it could be borderline creepy. Who is she?
Selena Gomez.
MLB is calling up its first female umpire, Jen Powell, this weekend. She's been working in the minor leagues for almost 10 years. What does MLB stand for?
Major League Baseball.
Actor Dean Cain has apparently joined ICE. Who is he famous for playing?
It's Superman.
And question number 5, Roger Daltrey is nervous about his health and just wants to make it to the end of his band's tour. Which band is he the lead singer for?
What was the name?
Roger Daltrey.
Roger Daltrey. I don't think I know this one.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Now, Michelle, I understand you're headed off on vacation on Saturday.
Yep, we are.
With Aaron and Amelia, those are the kids.
Yep, they love listening to Can't Be Kennedy.
Oh, I love that. And where are you guys going?
Salisbury Beach.
Oh, I got a hot tip for you. Hot tip. Ooh. If you're going to that area, head over to Newberry, to like Plum Island area.
Okay.
There's a cafe over there. It's called Mad Martha's. Kennedy, you ever been there?
Mad Martha's.
No, I've never really been up there very much.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been up there like maybe one time.
Best cafe ever.
Mad Martha's. Got it.
Mad Martha's ever. Mark my words. Life changing. Michelle got 4 out of 5, by the way.
Woo!
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
People are talking, because that's what they do.
Talking about people.
They are talking about shows that started out as 10 of 10s, but ended as 1 of 10s.
Yeah.
On that list, Once Upon a Time, House of Cards, The Walking Dead, and this show that featured some amazing dragons.
Game of Thrones?
Tied at 1. Benny Blanco admits that when his girlfriend is away, he likes to spray her perfume all over to remind himself of her. She says he's cheesy, but could it be borderline creepy? Who is she?
Selena Gomez.
Tied at 2. MLB is calling up its first female umpire, Jen Powell, this weekend.
Love to see it.
She's been working in the minors for almost 10 years. It's about damn time.
Mm.
What does MLB stand for?
Major League Baseball.
Tied at 3, Kennedy. You're crushing. Question number 4. Actor Dean Cain has apparently joined ICE. Who is he famous for playing?
Superman.
I just got a text that said Mad Martha's closed? How is that possible?
Oh, no.
What?
It happens.
No. I don't believe that. There's no way.
I'm looking it up for you, dear.
4-4. Question number 5. I'm going to be heartbroken.
Says it's open on the Google.
Mad Martha's not
they,
closed.
They close for the winter, it says, but it says it's open.
August. Question number 5. Roger Daltrey is nervous about his health and just wants to make it to the end of his band's tour. What band is he the lead singer for?
The Who?
Yeah, maybe that Ozzy death really got to him, huh?
But they're older folks. Most people are just farting around the house at that point, not going on tour, so we get it.
Oh my gosh, August 9th is apparently the last day.
For the winter?
That's what somebody just texted in.
Or forever, because they close for the winter.
August 9th? That seems aggressive.
I don't know, dude.
It feels early.
That seems early, right?
Little family-owned places like that, you can do what you like. That's the lovely part about it.
All right, well, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Michelle, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening. And tell Aaron and Amelia that we said hello, okay?
Sure, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Final day.
August 9th?
Final day.
August 9th.
I just went to their Instagram page, Carson.
Okay. Mad Martha is alive and well, and yes, August 9th.
They say thank you to the community and all of this, but it looks like...
Wait, it's closing forever?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
I can't.
Maybe we'll see you there August 9th.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to do those things.
What are the chances? Well, thank you to everybody at Mad Martha's. You had a wonderful place there. That got off the rails quickly. Michelle, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Michelle from Mendon, Mass, and I can't beat Kennedy today.
All right, we have a little bit of an apology to make. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. You can also catch us on TuneIn and the iHeartRadio app. And I think it was last year at some point that Odyssey, our parent company of the radio station, added a feature to our app where you could send us voice messages.
Mm-hmm.
And so we share with you guys, hey, if you want to send us a voice message, really simple to do while you're listening on the app, you hit that button, you record it, and it sends it directly to us.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it's
we
a
kind
great
of,
feature.
It is an awesome feature.
We used it a lot in the best, the March thing
yes.
we did. Yeah. It's an easy way to ask you guys to send us things.
And then we kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Until yesterday.
Yeah.
And then we realized there were all of these messages that people had sent us. And we kind of felt bad. We're like, oh, we've been kind of slacking. And we're going to try and do better.
Yeah.
But we also wanted to acknowledge some of the messages that we got because they were talking about things that have happened on the show recently.
We want to make sure that you know your voice is being heard.
Right.
We just are understaffed.
Hello, and thank you for reaching Carson and Kennedy's answering machine. We love that you leave us a message, but we keep forgetting to check it. So here are some of our favorite messages from the week. Sorry.
Hey, Tom and Randolph, long-time listener, love you guys. Greg, Freddie, Andrea, doing a great job. Carson and Kennedy, Kennedy rocks. Love you guys. Keep giving away those tickets, and always good to tune in to 104.1 next. Later.
I mean, what a wonderful message.
Very lovely.
Just delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tom.
Just calling to say hello.
And we forgot about it. And it was just sitting there.
We didn't forget about it. We didn't even know it was there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We forgot to check our voicemails. Nowadays, it's hard to forget to check your voicemails because it pops up on your phone. You get that red notification. It'll let you know somebody left a message.
Sure.
But we don't have that feature on this. We have to go to a, you know, an interface.
It's a thing with the thing, in a place.
Right. So again, we apologize. And if you want to leave us a voice, you know, message, you can do
it. We're going to try and do better.
We're going to try and do better.
Hi, Jeannie from Brockton. You have to walk on the streets in Brockton because the sidewalks have huge holes and cracks. The trees are growing, so there's great big huge humps everywhere. You could literally twist a knee.
So that was in response to me.
Hot Take Tuesday.
Yeah, me getting on my soapbox and yelling about people walking
in
the street.
No. Somebody else called in with that hot take.
Oh, right.
That you should walk on the sidewalk,
right,
not on the street.
Yes. And we just missed it completely. So thank you for that. We don't want you to twist your knee.
No.
Walking. So.
I was a kid who went away for summer camp, and it was great, and I loved it, and I am glad that my mom got a break from me, but she also did not get any letters from me, and I heard about it, but that just meant that I was having a good time. I didn't want to take the time to write a letter because I was just having the time of my life.
So that was the discussion, if you missed it, that Barrett has gone away to 2 weeks of camp, and Carson and Lana are pleased to have a little bit of private time.
But
and
also
on 14-year-old time.
Yes, and well, also a little conflicted.
Right.
I kind of like this. And I love the music you chose.
Thanks. I thought it fit perfectly.
It is so good. So it is our promise to you that we're going to try and do better.
Or we won't, and we'll just bring this segment back once a month and try and remember what the hell we were talking about that day. But,
right,
you know, devil's advocate.
Right.
If there is something that you missed and one of these calls makes you go, oh my gosh, I wonder what they were talking about. All you got to do is go to carsonandkennedy.com and you can find any of the shows that we've done.
Yeah. But I do love this feature. I think it is a cool way because I think people are so used to texting now that calling into a radio station is becoming abnormal.
Not to our people. And we Not love you for it.
I know.
And but now you can just pick up your phone and go beep, bop, boop, and then be done with it.
And right.
And then maybe in a few weeks we'll get to it.
If we remember. Do you remember how excited back in the day used to be? You get home, run into your room, and what would you see?
Red blinking light.
The red blinking light.
Do you remember? I don't know about you, but our outgoing message was important.
It was an event.
It was, yes.
It was, yes. It was scripted. There might be music.
Yeah.
All of those things.
100%. I think you have one more.
I do? I thought that was the last one.
Well, A, B, C, D.
Oh, one more. All right, let's do one more. Let's see. No, I think that's the one I already did.
No, you didn't. This was about Dan.
Good morning. This is Jeannie from Brockton. I am just calling to let Dan know that he can get String of Hearts, Hoya, Cyclamen, or Peace Lily. Those are all house plants that show undying love, period. Speaking of which, I have undying love for Mix 104.1. Love you guys. Miss you, Kennedy. Have a great day. Bye.
I kind of threw producer Dan under the bus while you were gone on vacation, or while you were out for a couple of days, and when he was getting ready to move in, you know. With
I know.
I said to him on the air, I was like, "So did you get some plants or a flower for the new place?" He's like, "Why would I do that?" And I was like, "Because it's like a nice gesture. You're moving in together. It's a new beginning."
Well, just plants are important in a small area. Give
right,
us some oxygen.
Right. He got very upset that I threw him under the bus. And I love that Jeannie from Brockton was...
It's important. We like this is what we love about you guys, is that we don't know everything and we need help.
Yes.
And you are here to help us even if we don't pay attention. And for that, we apologize.
Yes. We apologize. We thank you. Again, if you want to leave us a voice message, you can do it any time, day or night. Do it on the Odyssey app. When you go in and search for Mix 104.1, you'll see the listen live button.
Yeah.
And it's right next to it. Super simple as that.
It's Carson and Kennedy, only on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
KB Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Say good morning to Caitlin from Hollis, New Hampshire.
Hello, Caitlin.
Good morning.
She dropped the kids off at daycare, headed back to the house.
Awesome.
A little WFH, work from home situation. And I found out she was cool before country was cool.
How's that?
She's been working from home before the pandemic.
Ah.
That was just her jam.
Yep, long time.
All right, will you get Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Seinfeld fans gathered at a minor league baseball game for a dance contest. Which character on the show is known for their unique style of dancing?
Kramer?
Question number two. This Fight Club actor's mother has passed. The death of Jane Etta, a retired school counselor, was confirmed by her granddaughter in a social media post yesterday. Who starred in the Fight Club?
Brad Pitt.
Question number three. In an old interview of Travis Kelce that has resurfaced, where he says it's a deal breaker if a girl doesn't sleep with him after the third date. What is the name of the podcast that he hosts with his brother?
Oh, I don't know.
Question number four. The streaming premiere of The Monkey on Hulu is out now. It's based on a classic short story. Theo James plays twin brothers who find a cursed wind-up toy monkey that causes a series of outrageous deaths that tear their family apart. Who wrote the short story for The Monkey?
Stephen King.
And question number five, Real Housewives star Peter Thomas has reported to prison for tax evasion. Which city is his Real Housewives based in?
Atlanta.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
A text from the 774, Kennedy. Carson's in a mood. Poor Kennedy sounds like the exhausted mother of a toddler.
Oh, boo-boo, I'm like that every day. I just hide it well.
I apologize for my mood very early this morning.
Yeah, you're fine. I haven't found you to be unpleasant.
It's lack of sleep, those damn fireworks that apparently went off. I got no sleep last night, so I apologized up front. I told Kennedy I might be in a mood this morning. Caitlin got 3 out of 5, by the way.
All right, friend, very well done.
Yep, these are pretty tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Seinfeld fans gathered at a minor league baseball game for a dance contest. Which character on the show is known for their unique style of dancing?
Elaine.
Yes, the Elaine dance. 1-0. This Fight Club actor's mother has passed. The death of Jane Etta, a retired school counselor, was confirmed by her granddaughter in a social media post yesterday. Who started the Fight Club?
Brad Pitt.
2-1. Question number three. An old interview has surfaced of Travis Kelce where he says it's a deal breaker if a girl doesn't sleep with him after the third date.
Okay.
What's the name of the podcast that he hosts with his brother?
New Heights.
New Heights is it. 3-1. The streaming premiere of The Monkey on Hulu is out now. It's based on a classic short story. Theo James plays twin brothers who find a cursed wind-up toy monkey that causes a series of outrageous deaths that tears their family apart. Who wrote the short story?
Stephen King.
Yes, of course. That thing always frightened me, man.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was like, nope. Not for me. Great, great short story.
Jack in the Box. I literally have anxiety, and it makes sense now why I hated them so much as a child.
4-2. Question number five. Real Housewives star Peter Thomas has reported to prison for tax evasion. Which city is his Real Housewives based in?
Oh, I have no idea. Guys, pay your taxes. I mean, it's so stupid. New Jersey.
It is Atlanta.
Ah.
4-3 is the final score. Good work, Kennedy.
Good work, Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin, you did great, too.
Yep.
She's pretty good. Unfortunately, don't get the win, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Caitlin from Hollis, and I can't beat Kennedy.
And enjoy the day without the kids at the house.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Emily from Plymouth.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Emily is in the seaport right now. Are you already at work or you're just in the parking lot?
Oh, I've been at work. I'm a 7:30 arriver.
Oh, you're one of those. Yeah. Do you get out of there early then? What time you get out of work?
100%. I have to use it as an excuse.
Smart. All right. We got $1,000 on the line here for Campy Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out?
I think I can.
Bye, Kennedy.
All right.
See ya. All right, so Emily, let me explain this real quick. We have 5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture things. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. A reminder, if you tie her, though, that is not a win and you don't get the money. She's now in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am ready.
This artist is now teasing his next single, Yukon, off his new album, Swag. Who is he?
Justin Bieber.
The flowers left for this rock icon at a makeshift memorial in Birmingham, England, will apparently be mulched and scattered by his private gravesite. Who is the singer that recently passed?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ed Sheeran says there are many professional singers who lip sync, but would never call them out on it. He says he could never get away with lip syncing because it's just him and a loop pedal and a guitar. Is Ed Sheeran in his 20s? 30s or 40s?
30s.
Question number 4. There's a new trailer for the horror comedy Cold Storage, and it stars Liam Neeson along with this actor who's from Newburyport and stars in Stranger Things. Who is he?
Juki?
Question number... What did you say?
Juki?
Question number 5. A list of songs that rock bands have performed over 1,500 times include Alice Cooper's School's Out at over 3,090, AC/DC's TNT at 1,588 times, and Rock of Ages at over 2,000 times they've performed that. Who sings Rock of Ages? All right, I need an answer.
Adam Shankman?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How do you feel like you did, Emily?
I think I did okay under the pressure.
Yeah, it is a little bit. It is a little bit of pressure there under the bright lights. Emily got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, my friend.
These are tough. $1,000 on the line. Question number 1. This artist is now teasing his next single, Yukon, off his new album, Swag. Who is he?
Justin Bieber.
It's actually a pretty good song. Whatever. Have you heard it?
No. I'm all set.
Tie to 1, question number 2. The flowers left for this rock icon at a makeshift memorial in Birmingham, England, will apparently be mulched and scattered by his private gravesite.
We love to hear it.
Who is the singer?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Tie to 2. Ed Sheeran says there are many professional singers who lip sync, but he would never admit to who they are. He says he could never get away with doing it because it's just him and a loop pedal and a guitar. Is Ed Sheeran in his 20s, 30s, or 40s?
30s.
He's 34. Tied to 3. Question number 4. There's a new trailer for a horror comedy called Cold Storage, And it stars Liam Neeson, along with this actor from Newburyport, who stars in Stranger Things. Who is he?
Oh, Steve.
He has been in the studio with us before.
I am well aware.
I sang him a gorgeous song called Newburyport.
It's not going to come to me.
Joe Keery is the answer I was
looking
for.
Good old Joe Keery.
You were close on that one, Emily. Question number 5. It's tied at 3. A list of songs that rock bands have performed over 1,500 times include Alice Cooper's School's Out at 3,090.
Holy cats.
AC/DC's TNT, which they performed 1,588 times. Mm-hmm. And Rock of Ages performed 2,081 times. Who sings Rock of Ages?
Def Leppard.
That is it, yes.
That's a lot of times to play a song.
Can you imagine? That's a lot of times.
Make your paper, boo-boo.
Kennedy?
Sure.
We're at like 10,000 games of Can't Be Kennedy.
Yeah, but each one is different.
I know.
I don't have to go to a new city and sing the same damn song for years and years and years and then get yelled at if I don't.
That would be amazing. It's made a nice life for them and for us.
Indeed.
4-3 is the final score, Emily. I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we really do appreciate you calling in to play today.
Thank you so much for giving me a shot.
Oh, no, you were fantastic. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Emily from Plymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I love the show. They're real. They're fun. Down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Carson and Kennedy are great. Obsessed.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love.